It is Good Morning Angels Day, and today it's about a group of people, one person in particular, that you met on this show last year already, the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Remember they were in, and they sang that Ed Sheeran song that just blew everyone's minds. And recently we caught up with them again when they were spotted on the America's Got Talent stage. They got the judges, including Simon Cowell, on their feet with a standing ovation. Now, the one man in particular I'm talking about is 28-year-old Sipho Hlaze. He's one of the founding members of this choir and also the assistant musical director. Now, Sipho himself, very inspiring man. He's had an affliction since very, very young, and that is a lazy eye that he tells us got teased about, tried to correct it, but didn't quite succeed, and decided it's time to give back. This man has done so much for this amazing choir and these kids from Limpopo. Sipho, thanks for joining us. How was America's Got Talent? Let's just quickly start there. How was that, man?
Wow. The feeling, I cannot even express it now. It was huge. It was life-changing to see myself and the choir, my fellow choristers, being there on stage doing what we love. It was ecstatic.
Yes, yeah, and when you watch the video back, do you get goosebumps?
Every time I watch it, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah. Now, you and so, I have something in common, Sipho. We were both raised by our grandparents.
Yes.
And we know how difficult that can sometimes be for youngsters, you know, because you're raised by them, but you also have to look after them. You have to be there for them. And I firstly want to say I'm taking my hat off to you for making it thus far, because you and I, we've got that bond. We understand what it meant growing up in those kinds of conditions. And, you know, just tell us a bit about growing up. And your family life. What did Sipho love doing before he auditioned for the choir? Who was Sipho?
Sipho was a very naughty boy. I was raised by my grandmother. I was born in 1990 at a place called Motse in Denilton. Mm-hmm. My father was not working at that time, so my grandfather and my grandmother raised me up. And then growing up, I was very naughty, as I said before. But and then in 2009, I started joining the choir.
Yes.
And that's where I developed my self-esteem and my self-confidence.
Well, you're talking about growing up with your grandmother. Is she still with us?
No, she passed on last year. Sure. The wheels changed. So I had to now look after her. So I had to be the breadwinner for her. Yeah.
That couldn't have been easy to say goodbye to your grandmother like that.
It was the saddest time in my life. Even now, it's very hard to accept that she's gone, because she was the pillar of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, but she instilled great values in you, because I can see that you've grown into somebody who is very successful, somebody who has done amazingly well for himself. But you know, looking at you, I would never know that you've been struggling with something for all of your life. Tell us a bit about the issue you've had, or how people would put it as a disability growing up. What was that like?
It needed me to be strong, even from school. When I was still in primary, you would be teased at, you'd be called names, but then you had to be strong.
And it's an eye condition, right?
Yes, it's an eye condition.
Do you know what it's called?
Strabismus.
Okay, yeah. So what's the effect of that? How does that impact on your vision and your ability to see?
No, I'm seeing properly. It's just that my eyes are squinted. So that's the problem socially. It gives me a challenge because it's difficult if you cannot have direct eye contact. So it goes back to being called names, and so forth. But yeah, as I said before, I had to be strong.
And you've had the procedure done before. You've had a procedure done 13 years ago.
Yes.
To try and correct the visual impairment there. But that one was unsuccessful.
It was unsuccessful, yes. I got an opportunity to go back, but I was too scared at that point, because I was not strong enough. So I just decided, just let me live with this. This is my condition. Let me push life.
And Liesl, you know, you in the public eye, if you don't feel 100% about your appearance, how that affects your confidence. And this guy is on a public stage in America.
He's famous now.
He's famous now. So, it takes quite a man to rise above that condition and to say, you know what, that's not going to hold me
back. It's not going to hold you back. I applaud you for that, because like I said, I know exactly what it feels like being on those public stages, having people scrutinize everything you do, because it's not just about the singing in this day and age, it's about every single thing. You're on television, you get seen every single day. So I'm grateful that we have our angels here and that they can do something about it, and we can switch it up and change it up. Who knows, we might see you on the cover of something very soon, right? I mean, come on, guys.
We hope so.
The sky's the limit.
This morning, the story of Sipho Hlazi. He is part of the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Remember, we met them for the first time, Liesl, towards the end of last year on the show. They were here. They blew us all away with that version of an Ed Sheeran song. Shape of You, man, it was a big moment. And the next thing we see that they're on this world stage. America's Got Talent. So we spoke to Ralph, the choir master, about a couple of weeks ago about this amazing. But also, in the meantime, we also learned that the assistant musical director and one of the founding members of the choir, Sipho, also has an affliction. He's with his eye, lazy eye, as they say, and he got teased about it. And I can just imagine how it affects your confidence, especially now you're on stage, as you pointed out.
Exactly,
in the public eye, so to speak. So we decided, hey, let's get our angels together. And we called on our friends at Operation Healing Hands. We've spoken to her many times, Dr. Helena Basson from Operation Healing Hands. During this Mandela week, they do operation. They help people that have been sitting in queues, maybe even people like Sipho, who's had operation before, but it failed. Unsuccessful. So what a pleasure to bring these two people together, the amazing Dr. Helena Basson, and of course, Sipho as well, to say if we can make a difference in the life of Sipho. You're excited, Dr. Helena. It's a big time for you guys. Good morning.
Well, we're very excited because one of our professors is operating on him. So in one of our day hospitals, so we've now expanded to a lot of day hospitals as well. And they've come on board to support him. So we've got another little boy that's also got strabismus. So they both will be seeing each other in the hospital. Then what they're going to do, they're going to tighten the muscles on the side where the eye's turning towards. And then they correct the squinting. The problem is, if you've got severe strabismus, then sometimes you can only correct the eye a certain amount at a time, because it's too much if you correct it all the way. So he probably had severe strabismus as a child, and they could only partially correct it at that time. But now it's good, because it's easier to correct it now, because we already had a partial tightening done, if I can put it that way. So the thing is, Professor is very positive about it, and he said he thinks everything will be going really well, and they'll be able to correct it completely at this stage. And so now you're also less scared, because you're a big man now.
Yeah, I'm strong.
So, yeah, he's getting his surgery this week, and I'm very excited.
I am too, and I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
It's a big pleasure.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. And let's not just say it's going to happen in the future. Wanneer gebeur hierdie?
Môre.
So this procedure will be happening tomorrow. We will be having you there. You have a little partner apparently joining you at the clinic, and you guys will go in together. You're all grown up now, so no fears,
jy moet my
no headaches,
yes.
No nothing.
I'm still klein, I'm 5, so jy moet my say on vasthou môre.
No, I'll be there for him.
Brilliant. So we will definitely follow up, Ralph, and thank you so much. We know you're very busy these days with with your newfound international fame. So thank you so much for coming through to the studio and sharing this story with us, and it's brilliant to have you here in Mandela Week.
No, it's only a pleasure, and also to Jacaranda FM and the listeners. You guys have been amazing to us from day one, so we're very, very grateful.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
So this operation by the professor took place yesterday, as it turns out. So now, obviously, we're all very curious. How did it go? Was it a success this time round? Because remember, he's been through this once before. Well, let's catch up with choir master Ralph Schmidt. Ralph on the line. Good morning, Ralph.
Morning, Martin. Good morning to the listeners.
I want to believe that it went okay.
I think it did go. I'm no eye specialist, but I did see Sipho yesterday, and we went to sing for him in the hospital, and he was full of the joys of life and asked for nice, busy, energetic music to give to energize him. So yeah, he looked good, and I'm sure, I mean, he was in great hands. Proper, he's an amazing ophthalmologist. So we're just very grateful to Operation Healing Hands and all the doctors and nurses and hospital staff that works on him.
So you guys went out there, the choir went there to support him. Was he surprised?
Yeah, he was. I don't think he had an idea what was happening. So it was really cool. It was a very special moment.
We've got some audio and a video of the performance, the beautiful moment of the choir singing for him in the hospital, which I'll play for you in a moment and also share on our digital platforms. And also caught up with Sipho just to hear how it went. We'll play that out in a moment as well. But while I have you on the line, I mean, what a journey for you guys. You know, what a journey for you guys. And obviously this also happening, Good Morning Angels, in between. Any other news you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, before I get to any other news, I just think from our side, I think the whole of South Africa and the music fraternity is in mourning because with Johnny Clegg's passing,
sure.
and we just feel so honored that we can continue sharing the great spirit of his. He paved the way for guys like us to go overseas and do what we're doing. So Johnny, rest in peace, and thanks for all you've done for music in South Africa. But almost fittingly, and as at the perfect time, our Judge Cuts performance of America's Got Talent was aired last night, and I'm very excited to let everyone know that we're through to the live round. So the crowd will be going through to Hollywood. Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, we are so proud of you. Well done, Love Youth Choir, from Limpopo to Hollywood. Baba. Yes. That is amazing. That is so amazing. Now, may I just say, all these things came together in the same day. Would it not be appropriate if you perform a Johnny Clegg song?
Well, we're definitely going to consider it. We're going to put it to the guys. And, we love South African music. We do actually sing. I think we're Banga on our repertoire. So, his music's amazing. We can put it to the guys and let's see what happens.
Put it to the vote. Imagine that. You go onto a world stage, and I mean, Johnny has been on many world stages. You guys representing South Africa and America's Got Talent for the world to see, for the Americans to see, and the rest of the world. And Simon Cowell, and you absolutely blow them away, possibly with a great Johnny Clegg hit or whatever you choose. We'll be proud of you. We're supporting you. When is this due now? When is this the live round? When can we watch this?
So we're going across to the US sometime in August, and we're very excited. We're going to be performing in the Dolby Theatre. That's where the Oscars are held.
Nice.
In LA, and depending how far we progress in the competition, we'll be there up to 6 weeks.
That is incredible, and you're going to do it live.
Yes, live. No tricks, nothing. All live, it's going to be an amazing experience.
I am sure. Listen, as I always tell musicians and artists before they go up on stage, don't stuff it up. I'm teasing. Listen, you are going to do great. I have a fantastic feeling about this. I really, really do represent. We're already proud of you. Whatever happens next, we'll be proud of you once again and supporting you all the way. Thanks for the chat, Ralph.
Thanks very much, Martin. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell the choir we say go for gold. Masipumulele. Let's succeed. All the best for the live round. We're supporting you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Ralph. Bye.
Bye.
If you just tune in, that's Ralph Schmidt. He's the choir leader of the Ndlovu Youth Choir from Limpopo. And that, as you heard here first, on Breakfast on Jacaranda FM, they are through to the live round, which is just fantastic. So coming up, we'll play the moment where the choir sang for Sipho. We'll also get a follow-up from Sipho. How did that operation go, courtesy of Good Morning Angels and, of course, Operation Healing Hands? This is Faulkner.
Martin, jy en jou span, ek wil net sê julle is ongelooflike mense. Jo, ek huil nou so maar, ek is so trots en so bly mense help nog. Good Morning Angels.